honor. At first, I didn't know who God was. As I first entered the doors of Christ's Embassy in 2009 and listened to pastor's teaching, I fell in love with my Creator. Now I am a fully devoted Christian. Praise God for you. Then he says, Pastor, I have a question for you. Is it allowed to have dreadlocks when you are a Christian? All right, now, dreadlocks. Let's talk about the hair, you know. Firstly, there's nothing wrong with your hairstyle, whether it is dreadlocks, deadlocks, live locks, whatever locks they are. Nothing is wrong with your locks. The Bible tells us about some men that had long hair and, you know, all kinds of things in the Bible. But, and how long is long? Okay? Now, what's important is this. You always want to be decent, okay? You always want to communicate with those in your world, all right? And if, for example, you had dreadlocks before you were born again, can you imagine with your dreadlocks, Jesus saved you? How were you born again with dreadlocks? Meaning that he wasn't put off with your dreadlocks. See that? So that means that's not the problem. That's not the problem. If you would rather have a different hairstyle, go ahead and have a different hairstyle. But I have a little something to tell you about these dreadlocks. Just for good information for you. The dreadlocks became popular through those who are called Rastafarians, okay? And if your dreadlocks are based on the Rastafarian society, there is a problem, and I want to explain what that problem is. When you say, I know a lot of people who do these things don't even have an idea where it came from. When you say Rasta, which is an abbreviation for those who are Rastafarians, Rastafarian came from two names, Ras and Tafari. Now, those are actually the names of a man who lived many years ago, Ras Tafari Makonnen. That's the man who became Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia, who lived, he was 83 years old when he died. He died in 1975. Now, the Rastafarians are known as worshippers of Ras Tafari, the man who became Emperor Haile Selassie. He was Ras Tafari Makonnen. So this was their symbol, the Rastafari symbol. So if you say that you are a Rasta or a Rastafarian, that's actually what you're saying. You are saying that you are a worshiper of Haile Selassie, because they believed, here's their doctrine, they believed that Haile Selassie, Rastafari Makonnen, was a descendant of King Solomon through the Queen of Sheba. That's what they think. Now, whether or not he was a descendant of King Solomon through the Queen of Sheba, whether or not he was, the Word of God does not enthrone him to that point where anybody should worship him. After all, you're not even allowed to worship King Solomon. Why would you worship Rastafari Makonnen, Haile Selassie, Emperor of Ethiopia, who's dead now? See, so get that understanding, and it will help you know whether to keep the dreadlocks or not. And so that's it, really.